Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Visually Flushed. This file may make you blush, may make you feel flushed, may make you aware of how visual your arousal has become. When you are aroused, it is visible. It is plain to see to those who pay attention to those details. Slightly wider pupils, blush on your skin, and a few other subtle things that we'll get into in a moment. Now the question, of course, is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing when people can see that you are aroused? Is it bad if they can see that you are feeling extra sensitive, tingly, horny, desiring? Is it a good thing when your arousal is visible? When you are visually flushed and people notice? In a way, it's a very good thing. Because that kind of visibility can increase the arousal in your body. Being seen for what you are makes it more real. If someone can see that you're horny, it will make you more horny. Just imagine how naughty it would be to see a reflection of yourself with flushed cheeks, wider pupils, slightly dry lips that just need licking. It's completely natural, you know. Arousal is a natural state of being, and a very common one at that. A lot of people don't even admit to how commonly they are aroused. In fact, if you look around you, you might even be surprised about others that are visually flushed. And then again, this is about you. This is about how aroused you can become. Not just pure desire and sexuality, no, just this nice, light feeling of arousal, the warm heat of your body flustering your cheeks, tinting your face, visually flushed and noticeably touched by arousal. In a way, it's just a play, a little tease, a pleasing feeling falling, fluttering, flowing through you, heat, sensation spreading from your cheeks to down below and from down below all the way up to your cheeks again. And the more you listen, the more you become aware of your flush, of your blush, of your cheeks tinting red, and what that has said about you. And once you become aware of your blush, I'm afraid it just gets stronger. Once you become aware of your arousal, it can't help but spread, grow stronger instead. Or maybe do both. In a way, it's all about sex. Your flush, your blush, the heat, and yet it's just about the tease, the way to please your mind and body with a bit of distraction, a mild feeling of arousal that spreads, or a wild feeling of desire that says that you're ready. Ready for what? Well, I guess you are visually flushed and virtually helpless to the feeling. sometimes it's nice to be almost a victim of your body, being tempted into temptation, flowing into flush, smoothly sailing in sensuality and sexual desire. If you are visually flushed, you can smile and embrace it. You can wear it like a beautiful coat, a shining smile spreading to your flushed cheeks, showing that yes, you are aroused. You are feeling tingly, horny, craving, wanting, and you wear it with pride. Being visually flushed and showing the world in a way that you are pleased to feel it, that you are happy to embrace it and enjoying the tease. Well then, are you visually flushed with a nice red blush on your cheek? Are you enjoying the glow of your face down below and feeling the flow of sex through your mind? Are you enjoying the thoughts up and down, left and right, naughty and nice, all mixing, mingling, spreading, singing, drifting? That nice red glow, a bit of playful shame with a happy smile. Nothing to be ashamed about at all, just enjoying the call of nature as you are visually flushed. So enjoy the blush on your cheeks and enjoy the heat down below. It is completely okay to accept and play with the feeling. So let it happen and enjoy.